Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, Wisconsin! Welcome to Nightlight. What a pleasure it is to be doing this show tonight, broadcasting statewide all over our wonderful, beautiful state of Wisconsin on this gorgeous summer evening from downtown Green Bay, equally as beautiful. A lot going on in downtown Green Bay tonight. I always forget, Conrad, when I come down here, that there's like the farmer's market or something going on over there.
Yeah, Wednesday is the farmer's market day.
All right, it is the farmer's market.
Yep.
Do they have good produce over there? Have you been there?
They have good cheese curds.
Cheese curds?
I love what's going on the stream there. You're just,
all kinds of hair issues. it's not a good hair night, I'm going to lie. One of my favorite jokes, there was a guy named, I think his name was Jack Higgins. His joke was, do you ever have one of those nights where you didn't feel like going out, but your hair looked way too good to stay in? And that's not the kind of night I'm having. So anyway, yeah, there's a farmer's market and they're selling cheese curds. I recommend, and they're selling cheese curds just the way the farmers make them, right?
I guess. That
doesn't sound like
fresh
farm
cheese,
food.
Though. Fresh cheese.
Fresh breading around the deep fried cheese. Got a fun show tonight. Great to have you with me. Tonight at 7:35, Craig Anthony Kennett will be here. He is fresh off a stay in Southern California where he did all things Los Angeles, and he, most importantly, attended Comic-Con, something I have never been to. So Craig is going to fill us in. He's a Green Bay filmmaker and educator, and he will be here at 7:35 to discuss his adventures in SoCal, coming up in just a few minutes. And then I'm very excited also to welcome back to the show Emmy-winning writer and comedian Dwayne Kennedy will be here. Dwayne is a Chicago-based stand-up comic, and we are going to talk about Chicago movies and his stand-up career and all kinds of fun stuff that we have planned that I'm going to surprise Dwayne with. We'll see if he's on his toes. Great comic, though. One of my favorites to watch when I used to do stand-up, and he is he's still banging away. We've got a little teaser of Dwayne's comedy coming up shortly. And, you know, here's where I'm at tonight, Conrad. And I know I'm going to start with the darker theme first. I think the world, pornography is taking over the world. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And here's why I'm saying this. I remember when, you know, you're probably too young. This is probably the only world you know is where people try to look like porn actors. And I'm not just talking about people with mustaches. But when I was, you know, I don't know, probably about your age, you would notice a guy who looked really blow-dried on the news, or a news anchor with really bleach blonde hair and overproduced when it came to makeup. And I'd be like, God, they look like porn actors. Now that's everything. That's how everybody looks. And people don't even realize that it is taking over. Like, it's subliminally working its way into the fabric of, like, here's an example. I'm looking at Yahoo News today for stories about entertainment, because that's what we talk about here on Nightlight every night. And I come across this article about a woman who said, yes, I had sex in prison. A lot of people do. And I'm like, okay. And she was very pretty, right? So that's only a story because the woman is attractive. We all know people have sex in prison. You hear about it. You hear jokes about it. But this was like an in-depth expose of how she had, you know, she said sometimes female prisoners have sex with male guards. She said that wasn't her experience. She had this lesbian affair with someone who is not nearly as educated as her. She comes from a good home and a good background. And I'm just like, how is this a story? It was so strange. And I realized it's only a story because of her looks. There's never like a fat, balding guy with a mustache. I had a lot of sex in prison. No one wants to read that. Am I wrong?
No, no, you're not.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't like to be wrong. But it just, it made me realize in every, you know, everywhere you turn on the TV, it's like, this is what you're seeing. Like the porn look and what they want you to do when they put out this article on Yahoo News, they want you to click on it because you're picturing this gorgeous woman having sex in prison. That's what they're selling. This is not breaking news. So strange. So I have to find that article because now I can't find it. And it's driving me crazy. But I read the article 4 times, just long enough to get a visual. Conrad, I'm kidding. Conrad, are you still here? Okay, good. I'm just checking.
Yes.
It's weird. I think it's like, come on, just, you know, porn doesn't have to take over everything. Right?
I mean, yes. And it's crazy just looking on Twitter. It's a war zone, right?
What do you mean it's a war zone?
Just seeing some people like trying to sell, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
You can't get away from it.
No. I just look on X or Twitter for, you know, some news for sports mainly. And it'll just come up like sponsored or it'll say something like that. Yeah. I'm like, why?
Right. I'm just looking for sports. People know where to find porn if they want it. You don't have to put it in front of us everywhere. Hey, going to church this weekend? Here's what one pastor looks like in Houston. And it's this girl with, come on, what, you know, I know there are attractive people in the world. I don't know. It's right at your fingertips. You know where to find it. I don't watch it. I'm too busy reading scripture, and that's fine. I was so annoyed, though. I hate gratuitous stupidity. Oh, I guess I have to click on this because this good-looking woman had sex in prison with another woman, and she's not usually attracted to women. That's what they want you to read. It's like a porn article without the sex. They left it to your imagination.
I think the
it's old school.
The person who wrote that was bored that day,
or they had nothing else to write. Right? I mean,
to think that's newsworthy is crazy.
Now that's Yahoo News, though. The stuff they come up with, it's just like, especially their entertainment feed.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually like the last resort for looking for something. It's Yahoo News.
Right. So, anyway, that's how my day started off. That's the first thing I saw. And it kind of made me mad. Then something made me happy. So I gotta balance this. So I go to the grocery store. And there's this woman. This was just a beautiful moment of humanity that I felt connected with someone else in the universe who I don't know. And I love when that happens. I'm at the grocery store. There's this older woman going, she had this, as I call it, the supermarket triumvirate. Coupons. She wanted lottery tickets and she was writing a check. That's going to add 20 minutes to your grocery store visit. And of course, they don't open up another lane. So this woman can't find a pen. She's very elderly and it was very sweet. And she just couldn't help it. She just moves slower. So we're waiting for her. I'm kind of in a hurry, but it's one of those moments where you just have to say, well, whatever. You don't want to make someone feel bad. This is someone's grandmother. Let's see if we can help her out here. And I share a look with this other guy. And we just kind of smile and nod our heads like, hey, we're going to be in this for a while. I love that stuff. There was nothing spoken. It was just a look that says, we're going to be here a while. But this is a fellow human being. Let's just wait this out and acknowledge that we're in this moment together. I don't know anything about the guy. I've never seen him before. Don't know his politics. Don't know what makes him laugh. I do think I could take him in a fight. But I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like you have those moments where it's just like,
yeah.
It was like this kind of karmic, cool, serendipitous moment. And it was, I love stuff like that. It just puts me in a good mood.
The cool guy nod.
Yeah. You know how it was cool? It was cool because we weren't being jerks.
Yeah.
It was sort of like, and I really do believe that. I try at my core, I try to treat everybody. Conrad, you are someone's son and brother. you know, this woman was someone's grandmother or mother, or maybe she was a convicted felon. I have no idea. She could be a serial killer, to be honest. You know what? To heck with her. Forget it. Let's move on. All right. No, it's a beautiful moment. So here's the other thing. This is big news for you, Conrad. Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers trying to sell Jordan Love his house. What's the story there? What are you hearing? You have any? You got a word on the street
well,
for me?
Jordan Love is not buying that house.
Why not?
Well, he did say I think it's too expensive.
He can afford it.
I'm just kidding.
There's no home in Green Bay that he can't afford right
he
now.
He could buy Lambeau Field if he wanted now.
Yeah, he could. It's a big place.
But yeah, he did say in an interview the next day actually that he's thanks for the offer. I'll check up on it for you, but I won't buy it.
That was great. No thanks, weirdo. Rogers probably is like sculptures of drugs or weird hallucinogenics in there.
Yeah, I wonder what you could find in there.
I don't even. It's weird. Do you think it's weird he hasn't been able to sell that yet, though?
Yeah, it is. I'm guessing he's asking a lot for it. So,
where do you know where the house is? We should take a ride over there.
Yeah, let's do a quick between this break next.
Can we get a showing? I think we pool our money. Maybe we can afford that.
Maybe just the door.
Maybe the door. Yeah. You'd want that as a souvenir, though, right? I mean, you're a pretty serious Packer fan. So, all right. Oh, you know what? I didn't do. I didn't even say the question. So, I started with this like whole porn thing, and it got me thinking about really lame porn titles. So that's tonight's question. What's a good porn parody title from a hit movie? You ready for mine? Here it is. This is an actual title too. Shaving Ryan's Privates.
That's an actual movie title?
Well, porno film, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Saving Private Ryan. It's like a, you know, yeah. Like they'll do the porn version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Naked Smith or whatever it is. I was staying in a hotel room once when I was doing stand-up, and they had, this is when you get the pay-per-view, and one of the porno films was called Stocks and Blondes. It's a good film. So that's what it is. Share your bad porno title with us, folks. We had so much activity last night, I'm surprised we didn't have runoff tonight. But this is a different question. What's a good porn parody title from a hit movie? I say, and this is real, Shaving Ryan's Privates or Stocks and Blondes. All right. Dwayne Kennedy's here tonight. Craig Anthony Kinnett is here to talk Comic-Con in a few minutes. We'll hear a little bit from Dwayne coming up next. And I'm going to talk about the Wiggles. This is Pete Schwabba at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Sherry checks in from the 920. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I agree. Hate that. And she's talking about the porn. There's just a place for it. You don't have to inundate us with it. Michael checks in on the stream and says, sex sells, especially when they are attractive. But you're right. Porn should stay on the web. Jim says, good evening, Pete. Good evening, Jim. Great to have you with us. Here are some funny titles I found. Sperms of Endearment. Saving Ryan's Privates. Romancing the Bone. On Golden Blonde. I've heard that one before. Mr. Holland's Phallus. It's Mr. Holland's Opus. They missed a golden opportunity there. It should be Mr. Holland's Orifice. Jurassic Pork. The Sperminator, presumed impotent.
The Sperminator.
The Sperminator. I'll be back again. Snatch Adams. I never heard that. Beverly Hills Copulator. The Poonies. Snatch Adams. Oh, that sounds like a good one. So you get the idea. That's our question tonight. Give us a good porn title. It could be based on a box office hit, or you could just be something you make up. Let's have some fun with that tonight, like we do every night with our question of the night. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what you think. I have a story here before. I want to play some Dwayne's comedy to kind of tease his appearance here. But I thought this was funny. The Wiggles premiered in 1998. Familiar with the Wiggles, Conrad? You remember them?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch them as a kid?
I think so. I can't remember, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I showed it to the kids. They were fun. They were like these kind of really likable Aussies. And when I lived in California, we lived right by Universal City Studios. And the Wiggles did a concert at the Universal Amphitheater. And my buddy Pat threw me some tickets. So I took my son Joe, who was like, I don't know, six. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be the worst, whatever. But it's those things you do for your kids. You know, a lot of places I'd rather be than at a Wiggles concert. But I will say they had this great video before the Wiggles took the stage. Huge screen. And they put a little video together. And the place is packed. There's probably 5,000 people there, parents and kids. They show the Wiggles getting off the plane and waving supposedly to their fans. They get their bags. They get in like this Wiggles car. And I don't know how they did this, but it's probably a green screen, but they shot them on the LA freeway headed toward the valley, toward Universal City. And the noise level in the stadium or in the amphitheater just kept building and building as the Wiggles got closer. Then you see them on the 101 freeway. Then they take the exit at Lankershim to go to the Universal Studios. Then they show them pulling into the Universal Studios onto the stage. Conrad, I was yelling louder than any kid in there. It was one of the most exciting things. And the kids went nuts. It was so much fun. Then I think there was some weirdness with the Wiggles. I don't know what it was. I didn't want to know. I kind of wanted to leave that memory as it was. But, man, that was fun. And it's funny how you can go someplace you don't think you ever will. You just get sucked in. Part of it was being there with my son, and we were just having a great time. But, man, that was fun. Did you see that Bill Maher sat down with the Hawktua girl and interviewed her on his Club Random podcast?
I did. I watched a little bit of it.
Did you?
It was just like a Instagram reel or something that I saw it on.
Yeah.
I watched 2 seconds of it, and I was like, nope.
What does he do? I mean, he's just, I don't know. I don't know what happened to Bill Maher. I used to like him, but giving her, it's more pathetic what he was doing. He's almost 70, and he's talking about Taylor Swift with a 21-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It was really strange. She's dropping double negatives. She is who she is. And I like her a little more every time I see her because of that. It doesn't seem like they're trying to polish her up or make her. She's the Hawktua girl. But yeah, he was just kind of, it's just kind of skanky, you know?
I can't believe he, first of all, did an interview with her. I thought he was more of a news person, honestly, is what I thought. And I saw the interview and I clicked on it. I was like, is this actually Bill Maher? Oh, it is. All right.
Yeah. No, he was a comedian. And then he went in to do his show about politics and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do watch the show. Even still, I watch it sometimes. But yeah, as he gets older, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that guy. So Dwayne Kennedy is here tonight at 8:20, the Emmy-winning writer and comedian. He's been here before. We'll talk to Dwayne about a lot of fun stuff. But we have a little bit of his stand-up here from a recent set he did at Zany's that I'd like to play before the break. So let's hear. This is Dwayne Kennedy at Zany's just a couple months ago.
You know, two women, oh, man. Hey, man, back when you're young, you know, when you're like 20, I'd like dog. Ooh, I would love. Woo! If I could get with two women, what? Yeah, you think you want to get with two women till you actually get with two women, and then you find out you are not needed. They laying there going at it with each other. You stand there trying to jump in like Double Dutch. You know what I mean? Come on now. It's my turn now. I'm the one that introduced y'all. It's my bed.
That's Dwayne Kennedy. He'll be here at 8:20. Boy, we kind of have a sex theme going here, Conrad. It's making me a little uncomfortable.
I guess we do.
I didn't realize that was the clip we were going to play after I went off on that porn rant. So Dwayne will be here at 8:20. Craig Anthony Kennett will be here at 7:35 talking about his trip to Comic-Con. We got some people chiming in here on the text line from the 608. Oh, it's Carla. And Carla checking in. She says, the sound of pleasure. I mean, the sound of music. A good, wholesome movie. Sure it is, Carla. And Sherry says, my kids and I watched The Wiggles. I'm telling you. They're the ones that sang, remember the song Fruit Salad? Fruit Salad. Do you remember that?
No.
No? You didn't watch The Wiggles. You claim to be a fan of The Wiggles.
I said I don't know if I did. I was too young to remember that.
Just remember the name or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's another porn title. Butts Up Doc. Instead of What's Up Doc. It's just too easy. It's so easy. Can we get one of those Lloyd Bridges clips in? Do we have time?
Yeah.
All right. This is Hot Shots dropped this week. Lloyd Bridges, the dude's father, Jeff Bridges' dad. Here's Lloyd Bridges and Hot Shots.
Give me the mic, boy. Oh, for the love of God, man, be careful. Ever since Normandy, this is corny wear, for Christ's sake. The open sea. Oh, God, wish you could smell. I had my nostrils fried in Parmesan.
From the Pentagon, sir. We just decoded it.
Oh, good. Here, help me with this. My eyes are ceramic. A bazooka round, a little big one. Or was it Okinawa? The one without the Indians.
It's the final orders. We strike tomorrow at 0600.
Excellent. Wake me up at 0530.
Wake me up at 0530. We have another one, though, right?
Yeah, we do.
Save that, baby. That's gold. All right, that's Lloyd Bridges. My other favorite line of his, he said, as I look out at you fine young men, I think to myself, what I wouldn't give to be 30 years younger and a woman. Beautiful. Very funny guy. All right. Craig Anthony Kinnett is coming up next after award-winning news here at Civic Media. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed exciting entertainment with Pete? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, CivicMedia.us, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
So, Jim checks in from the 920. Jim from Appleton, as we know him here on Nightlight. His porno film title is Hotel Transsexualvania. He added a couple syllables in there. I don't know what goes on there. Would that make it more expensive or less to stay there? I don't know. So we're going to keep the show moving along here. I've got a guy who's become sort of a Nightlight frequent flyer here joining me in the studio.
This is awesome.
And he's here to give us an update from his trip to Comic-Con and some of the things he's working on locally. Craig Anthony Kinnett joins us now on Nightlight. Hey, Craig.
Groovy. Good to be here again, Pete.
Great to have you, buddy.
Lots of crazy things that I just saw. I got out to Comic-Con 4 different times before, and this is the second time I taught a workshop there, which was pretty cool. And to be able to do that, that's a bucket list thing. It truly is.
Okay.
And nice. This workshop that I did for kids, so it's pretty cool that you got this weird, dirty topic going on here tonight. As I told all my parents, it's like, check out, Mr. Craig's going to be on is on Pete Schwabba's show tonight.
We'll tone it down. I don't know what happened. It was like a runaway train. It went from this to this and then Dwayne's bit and then that. And then it's a family show moving forward, but we'll keep it PG. We'll keep it NC-17.
Super cool. But, I got a chance to teach this workshop. Teaching kids, it was comic making for kids and teachers.
Okay.
And such a great topic.
And you
had
to do this at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we had a couple hundred people in the room. A friend of mine helped me teach it, and I wanted to make it really interactive because most of the times you're doing these workshops, it's just sit and listen. But I thought for kids, it would be perfect to have them actually getting up and doing things.
Yeah.
And at one point, I'm like, all right, everybody that wants to be part of this, kind of move forward. So I'm going to need some volunteers. And I asked them, I need 6 people to come on up. And these kids, I picked them out, you. They all stood up. And I'm like, all right, come and stand up in the front. And before I knew it, they're sitting on the panel. They're sitting behind the microphones. And I'm like, wow. Oh, my God,
nice.
What is happening here? It was so cool. And it's like, parents, if you want to get a photo op right now with your kid, we're going to keep teaching this, but you better get them while they're sitting up here.
Yeah.
And the kids had a blast with that. It was so cool.
So are these kids, they just signed up when they saw what you were offering? You didn't know them, or they weren't,
no.
They didn't go out there from Green Bay. They weren't any hardly, connection to hardly, the kids hardly. You taught
I do
yet.
Have a connection with a group of kids out there from a group called BLAST, and I can't remember what it stands for, but we're going to try to Zoom our kids together from Green Bay and to San Diego.
Okay.
So that would be pretty cool.
Nice.
Just to have our kids who are making comics meeting kids on the other side of the country doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
But the workshop was a total hit, and I think there might have been a comic book celebrity in the back who was like the writer for Man-Thing or things like that. So that was pretty cool. But you never know who you will run into when you're out there. We were standing next to a booth, and all of a sudden we turn our heads and there's Kevin Smith standing there.
Oh, he's a big comic guy,
he's
right?
a huge comic guy, but he doesn't like the crowds anymore, I don't think.
Okay. Because
he was surrounded by bodyguards. He came in, he signed 20 books, and he got the heck out of there. It was so interesting just to see this mass of people move in and flow right back out of, because it's tons of people.
I would think he would be like the apex, or the royalty at Comic-Con.
He certainly is.
But as he gets older, maybe he just doesn't want all the fanfare. But what, for those listening, Craig, like me, I've heard about Comic-Con for years. I know people that go there, and I just go, oh, cool. I really have no idea. I'm not a comic book guy.
Right.
Tell us, what is Comic-Con?
Pete, I would bet $1,000 that you would find something interesting there, honestly, because it's not just comics. It's not just films. It's television shows. Anything that's hot and happening at the time. There are sculptures there. I met a guy coming back from Chicago to Green Bay. I met a guy who was trying to put all these little sculpture things in the overhead airplane thing. And they wouldn't fit. And he was getting freaked out because he put a lot of money into them. And I'm like, hey, were you just at Comic-Con? He's like, yeah. And I chatted with him after the fact and found out that he had 17 Funko Pops in this box. What's a Funko Pop?
Yeah, what is a Funko Pop?
It's a little, you've probably seen him and going, oh, okay, cool. But Conrad, you know what Funko Pops are?
Yeah, you can think of anything. sports, movies, comic, anything, there's going to be a Funko Pop of it.
And can you put a picture up, Conrad?
I have a pic. But anyways, this guy had prototypes in that bag, and I'm like, well, how much were those? $1,000 a crack. $1,000 a crack, and he had 17 of them in that bag, dude.
That he just bought.
Yeah, and he sent back probably 5 shipping boxes full of stuff, too. These were the big ones, though. And I'm like, my jaw just hung open. I mean, you see people walking around and buying a piece of original artwork for $20,000 right there in front of you. And just seeing all these $100 bills flying past, it's like, wow, you can't believe it.
All right, so, but what is it?
That didn't really.
Is it comic book centric?
It is. It started as a comic book centric thing, but then it became pop culture ultimately.
Okay.
So we're seeing all this. You cannot look in a direction without seeing a cosplayer. There's people that are playing everything and anything.
Those are just people who dress up like their favorite characters.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cosplay.
One guy looked just like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Oh, nice.
And we were looking, my buddy and I were looking at him and like, wow, that's really cool. And my buddy said, hey, you owe me something. And all of a sudden he pulls this little bag of blue crystals out of his pocket and gave it to him. And so he had props.
It could have been an actual drug deal, and people probably wouldn't have even known the difference.
I'm not going to try that stuff. I don't know what the heck was in that bag, but it was just classy that he had all these things to give away. You'd see so many Spider-Man. You'd see so many Superman. You'd see tons of X-Men people. So everybody loves, it's become so much of a cosplay collection, too. So it's not just comics. It's comics, and then all of a sudden, there's cosplay people going through there. And one year, I saw a guy coming through in a Kingpin outfit, who's the bad guy in Spider-Man.
A Kingpin outfit?
Kingpin outfit, a costume.
Okay.
And that thing was 9 feet tall with a head on the top.
Wow.
How the heck do you get through? And it was 5 feet wide. There are so many people at Comic-Con right now, and you can't get through these aisles just without bashing somebody in the shoulders. How does that guy get through there? And he was on the floor. A lot of these guys stay outside the building and just kind of get their picture taken and become pretty cool. And And this guy here was on the floor as this walking wall. It was, again, unbelievable. And
so
you,
does it cost money to get in, Craig? Like, do you have to pay money to get in? And that's why people hang out outside just to circumvent
It's hard to get a ticket sometimes. Okay. I mean, when they go on sale, people have to jump on that. And if they don't, their chances are shot. And it's kind of frustrating. For me, I went out there as a running a panel. I had 6 tickets that I could have gave anybody for a guest. I had one person that I gave a guest pass for. Huh. And otherwise, I had, you know, and those are about $300 a crack. And right. If you're going to sell them illegally, they're probably about $1,000 a crack. But I'm not gonna risk that.
So, all right. So you go out there because you're a fan of, and this is like a vacation for you, I would assume.
Kind of.
You just spend your own money and go out and have fun and check it. Do you dress up? Do you go as anything?
No, that's not necessarily anything I'd like to do unless I created a film where I was the character in it, and then I'd be that character.
Sure.
So that would be pretty cool.
That'd
so I could maybe go as the devil next year.
All right. So it's people that like comics. They like to dress up as superheroes, Marvel people. It's just a sort of a celebration.
Collecting
of
Mattel toys, Hasbro toys.
Wow.
And a lot of times, this isn't the first time I've heard of a guy dropping $17,000 for a bunch of toys. There are people that take a chunk of money, go out, buy this stuff, and then put it on eBay the very next day and double their money.
More. Wow.
It's insanity.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen there?
I saw, that's a tough one. There's a lot of weird stuff that's happening all the time. You just turn around and there's something crazy going on.
Or coolest, if you saw something besides the guy with
the kingpin,
pretty.
I didn't get a chance to see this live, but I saw it after the fact. Marvel made some huge announcements out there.
Yes, they did.
One of their biggest announcements was that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be cast as Doctor Doom. And when I first heard that, I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's a good idea. But the more I thought about it and the more I know about the history between that character and the multiple different connections between the characters, I'm like, okay, that could be good. Marvel usually knows what they're doing with that stuff. But after they had, I think, their big Deadpool show, they had a drone show up in the sky above the convention center.
Okay.
There was so many drones happening and fireworks going off. And Galactus, who is a big, gigantic, robot-y type human being from the Fantastic Four movies, he just rose up over the top of the convention center. And the audience, you can just hear him going, ah! I didn't see that live, but from the video, it was pretty dargone awesome.
My guest is Craig Anthony Kinnett, a local educator and filmmaker who just got back from Comic-Con. And he is educating me about Comic-Con because I don't know that much about it. Even though I've been hearing about it all my adult life, I have friends that go, and I never really think to ask them for any kind of in-depth explanation as to what it is. But do you, what was I going to ask? Oh, so the Robert Downey thing. Why is that a big deal? Why is playing Dr. Doom? I know he was Iron Man.
Yeah, he was Iron Man, and he was kind of like this sacrificed hero at the end of the film.
Yeah.
So it's like, that was a big deal. And now for him to be going from being the ultimate hero
To
being the ultimate villain is going to make fans' eyeballs pop out of their head.
Initially.
Right.
But do you think it's going to keep people from the theaters or something?
No. I don't think so. I think people are going to adore it. I think people are going to really like it quite a bit because it is such a change. And I would almost bet money that in the end, his character will come around to good.
Something noble.
Again.
Or,
something noble, yeah.
You saw one of my friends out there.
Absolutely.
Tom Lennon.
Yeah.
Who was Jim Dangle on Reno 911.
Reno 911.
He was in a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. Tom is a major screenwriter. Like we were just talking about, he wrote The Pacifier, Night at the Museum, Balls of Fury. He's also a hired gun on screenplays where he probably doesn't even get credit and just punches them up and makes a ton of money.
Yep.
But when I saw him as Jim Dangle on Reno 911, in those short shorts, I about lost it. And every time I see him in those, I crack up. And I couldn't believe, when we cast him in my film, I'm like, I can't believe we got Jim Dangle.
Because he's
great.
Do you get him before that?
No, he was already Jim Dangle.
Oh, wow.
In fact,
super cool.
It was. And we had an offer out to another actor who will remain nameless, but it rhymes with Shmerami Schmiven.
Ooh.
No, who's also great. But when I found out Tom wanted to do that role, I was like, oh, I said, this is like, I said, pull the offer from the other guy. Because the other guy wanted to do the film too, but he wanted to do a different role.
Right.
And the producer said, you can't do that. We got to see what happens here. And by the grace of God, we got Tom in the movie. And he was just like, he brought so much to the role that I didn't even have on the page. That's how talented he is.
Well, and he's just so likable, even when he's being a schmuck, you know? Right. Right. He's so funny.
He plays that role so well.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's going to be on the show. I thought we were going to have him this week, but I'm going to go on vacation, not next week, but the following week. After that, we'll probably have Tom on the show. He's a great guest, and he's a phenomenal, remarkably talented writer and actor. He's
well,
great.
And he wrote a book about writing screenplays too. That's really, really good.
Yeah, I didn't know that. What's,
so
that,
if there's,
that's pretty
I can't
cool.
remember the title. It's something like Everything That You Need to Know and Then Throw Away, or something like that. Huh. I'll find it on our break. But I've got it. I read it. It's pretty self-contained and solid.
Yeah.
I mean, I would recommend it for anybody that really wants to learn about screenplay writing. And
what does Lennon do out there? Does he dress up, or why is he there?
No, he went as a host. He was hosting an artist by the name of Eric Powell, who does The Goon, he's a great artist. Oh my God, he's a phenomenal artist. But they're friends.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And he actually has a goon-themed bathroom. Thomas Lennon has a goon-themed bathroom.
Oh, wow.
I think it is. He talked about it.
That's hilarious.
So that would be something for you to ask him about.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. Craig Anthony Knitt is here. I'm not going to repeat our question of the night because it's too dirty and he's got his students listening. It's not dirty. It's just silly. But anyway, we'll be right back with more with Craig and Comic-Con and talk about his new film that's coming out. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, we're back. It's Nightlight. Craig Anthony Knitt is here. We're talking spending big bucks at Comic-Con. I just learned kind of a little more about Comic-Con because I didn't know a lot about it. You've got some friends listening, Craig. Eric King says, congratulations on your accomplishment, Mr. Knitt.
Awesome.
And our buddy Kurt Krause, who's also been on Nightlight a few times.
Pete
Schwabba
awesome.
And Craig Anthony Knitt sending you rock star some love. Thank you, Kurt.
Kurt is awesome.
Kurt's great. So, all right. So,
you know, and one of the things we have to talk about before I leave sometime too is the Deadpool versus.
I have that. I saw you posted something.
And
in fact,
Wolverine as a topic.
Before
but we can
we
save that
on,
for last.
Yeah. Funko Pop of the Dude. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. The
Conrad,
Funko Pop.
Did he
put a picture?
Tracked it to. Oh, of the
oh,
dude. I get it.
There's
Funko
the
Pop of the Dude. It's on the stream right now if you want to see it. I love that. Like he's. That's the dance he's doing on his new rug that he got from the Big Lebowski.
Yep.
Right before his landlord came over and invited him to his show. And he said, dude, tomorrow's already the 10th. And the dude says, far out. Oh, okay. He wants the rent. That's the great outfit. Look at that Funko. All right.
Yep.
I'm learning a lot
here
tonight.
Pete, here's the book that Thomas Lennon did.
Okay.
Writing Movies for Fun and Profit. And then Fun is crossed out. So, and you can get it pretty cheap right now. Holy cats, you can get it for $5.29.
$5? Who's got $5,
well,
man?
It's
Come on,
been
Tom.
Out, it's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
I think you're
I heard
complaining
about, that,
about
now that you're saying
a $5
that.
Book? Wowza.
Who's got $5, man?
I guess you got to talk to this guy that bought all those Funko Pops,
so,
man.
So where did you stay there, Craig? You got to book a hotel
okay.
room like a year ahead.
You know what, dude? That's a hard thing, too. Getting the tickets is tough. And then getting lodging is absolutely tough. You have to sign up for a lottery system. And be quick when it's going. Put in 10 of your choices. And we wanted to stay at the Hard Rock Hotel. Or whatever the heck it is. And that's the place to be.
Okay.
That's just so hard to get in there. And we ended up like a mile away or probably 2 miles away, but we used the train to get around and it was a breeze. So don't be, if you're worried about the fact that your lodging is so far away, don't worry about it. The train is available and it really works well. It gets crowded at times.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. There is the ride after the thing went shut down for the night, you couldn't move around inside. But overall, it really saved a lot of time.
Is it family friendly, Craig?
Yeah, there are a lot of kids there. Man, there was a little kid that was walking around in an outfit, and then behind his outfit, he was carrying around a giant box. So it looked like he was a collectible figure inside of a box. And this little kid is carrying around this thing. I'm like, how much does that weigh?
Whoa.
Just nuts.
Oh, that's fun.
But yeah, there's kids all over the place, and there's kids that are crying all over the place because it gets, you know, it's a lot of walking. And Pete, I'm going to do a commercial right now for Hoka shoes. Hoka shoes have saved my life. These doggone things got me around better than, I mean, I was ready to die before I went out there. My feet were so bad, and they got me around without an issue
at
all.
Did you buy the Hokas just for the Comic-Con?
I bought the Hokas just because I want to keep living.
You know, I did the Hokas. I had 3 pair.
Yeah?
And I love them. I liked them. But I didn't lose my mind over Hokas like some people. Okay. Not that you're doing that, but I have an arch situation. I switched to Asics.
Asics, I'm writing that down.
Yeah, and you just try them on at Rogan's. That's where I get them. And they are like, it's like my feet are on vacation, Craig.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Better than Hokas. And you're really? Going to pay a lot for them. You know, they're like $180.
They
Me
are
either.
Worth it. They
I'm
are
with you.
Worth it.
It's going to cost you, each shoe costs like one ticket into Comic-Con probably, but it's worth
that,
it.
That is worth it, seriously. But we also, you know, you're talking about people having the opportunity to get a ticket and go inside on the floor or they can't. They can't afford. They can't get one. There's stuff to do outside for blocks at Comic-Con. And all these people, what the heck is that show? The elementary school show.
Abbott
Elementary School had a whole half of a block dedicated to their show.
Really?
With carnival games inside and rides and stuff. And it's like, what the heck? This is crazy.
That's really cool.
Last year they had an inflatable Futurama building that was as big as a normal house, and people could kind of go in there if you waited for, you know, hours to get in. My buddy this year went on to the IMDb boat. So they have
IMDb as a president.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And if you got to wait in line for a long time, but when you get in there, they have swag like you can't believe. And then pizza and drinks and it's crazy awesome.
It's really cool that it's grown into what it is, because you're right. Like, the more entities that have a presence there and make announcements from there, like, that's mm-hmm. cool that the Robert Downey Dr. Doom thing was announced there. I know every year something comes out of Comic-Con. It's almost like the upfronts or something for the networks. I mean, it's cool that they're making their own news.
Well, and last year, what did we have going on at that time? We had a writer's strike going on.
Right.
You know, an actor's strike. So we did not have all of these shows and actors there. They kind of boycotted it to a degree. So this year is the first year that they were back.
Nice.
And it was pretty cool to see all of these people walking past. And it's like, wow, that guy's on that show I like so much.
So who do you go with, Craig? Do you recommend going with friends, taking a spouse, or what's the best way to approach Comic-Con?
I would totally recommend that you take 5-7-year-old kids or so, or no, that's total crap. Do not do that.
That would alert the authorities.
Do not do that. I go with one of my best buds who grew up in Appleton and Menasha area, actually. And then he went out to LA about 17 years ago.
Okay.
And he's done a lot of bit work. He's been in a handful of movies, but nothing super huge, but just enough to keep him interested in going. Yeah. And he's a wonderful character actor.
Oh, cool.
But he's also sometimes a big wiener, and trying to get around a con with him, you know, you just don't hang around together. You split up. You try. Now with cell phones and stuff, you can go, hey, we're going to meet. And if you get a chance, I went there as a professional. So I got a chance to go and just hang out in the professional lounge. And that is so important, because otherwise there's no place for you to sit down.
Different experience.
Imagine. Well, and you just sit and all of a sudden here's a person that, you know, did this book, or here's a person that was part of this show. And it was pretty awesome.
Craig Anthony Kinnett is here. We're wrapping up our talk about Comic-Con. We're going to segue into, I want to hear your thoughts about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Absolutely.
And find out what else you're watching. We're going to talk about your film, too.
Cool.
Your new film. We'll do that next after the award-winning news team here at Civic Media keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah.